This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In New York City, a city that to some degree survives on takeout food, apps are replacing the telephone and paper menus as a way to place an order. Seamless is the biggest app in that space, apologies for the jargon, but it so dominates online ordering that a lot of restaurants feel they are forced to do delivery by Seamless's rules. That could be changing, though, as Ilya Marritz reports from WNYC, billions of dollars are being invested in new online ordering systems.
You can literally see how popular Seamless is. Its red logo is everywhere, in restaurant windows, on plastic delivery bags, and on the vests of the guys who bring hot food to your door. But while Seamless really is seamless for customers to use, restaurants pay a high price in commission, up to 20% on each order. Yes, 20%. For Penelope, an American comfort food place in Midtown, it's just not worth it. Lucas Hasenstab is a co-owner.
The problem is that, you know, if it doesn't translate into more actual revenue or profit for us, then there's no upside to us. We're just working harder for less.
If you want to have Penelope's chicken meatballs delivered to your door, you can't do it through Seamless.
I have a hard time letting my friends use Seamless. I have, you know, a lot of people that are close to me signed on to the anti-Seamless movement.
Now, if you want to know why a restaurant would accept these high commissions, talk to Mike Vinoker. He's a co-founder of Burger Heights, a restaurant in Upper Manhattan which needed publicity when it opened last summer. Vinoker is showing me a spreadsheet.
I'm just going to eyeball this. So if you look at this Saturday night, which was our biggest night yet.
On this one Saturday night, 40% of Burger Heights' revenues came from orders placed online. And most of those orders came through Seamless and its partner Grubhub.
Maybe upward a third of our business could be through their service.
And that's Seamless and Grubhub's sweet spot. Abby Hunt is a company spokesperson. She's aware of the grumbling about high commissions, but she says for 30,000 restaurants from Boston to Chicago to L.A., getting listed is worth it.
Grubhub and Seamless together process more than 200,000 orders a day. So we're able to connect restaurateurs with people who wouldn't otherwise know that they exist.
Right now, Seamless and Grubhub look invincible. But that may be an illusion, according to Stephen Jacobs. He writes about e-commerce for the website Street Fight.
The reality is that these markets are changing extremely quickly.
Jacobs says websites that already help people choose restaurants, like Yelp and Google, are now looking to help them order food. In February, Yelp bought an online ordering company, Eat24. And there are smaller upstarts doing weird and wacky things, like Push for Pizza.
Say that again.
I wish I had a button I could push for pizza.
Which had a hit with this video advertising one-button pizza ordering.
And it's just got one button on it.
And that one button...
Pizza.
Last year, according to one study, tech businesses focused on food attracted $2.4 billion in investment, a big increase from the previous year. In time, Jacob says, one or more of these companies will get popular and offer real competition to Seamless and Grubhub, and that in turn could bring down the hefty commissions that only a dominant player can demand.
I think it's in a way anathema to the very culture of the internet.
How will Seamless and Grubhub respond? They're already thinking about it. Spokesperson Abby Hunt says part of the answer is being a friend to restaurants.
And we actually have an in-house restaurant in our Chicago office and our New York office as well that helps put our employees in the shoes of the restaurateurs.
It's hard to say what app we'll be using to procure our pizzas and hot and sour soups even a year from now. But one thing's pretty clear. With more people ordering takeout online, restaurants will have to get used to working with the tech middlemen who now stand between them and their customers. In New York, I'm Ilya Marritz for Marketplace.